Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hannah Stanley and Mark Carmen filling in on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Why does Collins got to bring us down with a
It's not down, it's mellow. He's continuing the mellow vibe.
Yeah, but he's throwing a one more night because it's our last night together filling in for Patty.
And I didn't read into that.
He's just bringing it to the end
You guys actually sang this in the first hour. This is just a callback to the two of you performing this song. I'm trying to bring you down, guys.
I know. I saw
paying
that.
Paying my respects. You've been lovely.
Thank you. Hey, you know who's questionably lovely or not, some people I'm sure think his behavior has been less than lovely, is the mayor of the city of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. Interesting.
That was a good way of putting it.
I got there. It was a rough transition, but it still got us to where we needed to be. Joining us on the phone is writer for the Chicago Reader, Ben Jurovsky. Ben, thank you so much for hanging out with us, staying up pretty late.
Oh yeah, it's just early for me, and I'm a late sort of a guy anyway. Usually I'm reading. But anyway, happy to be here.
Well, we appreciate it, and I appreciate your perspective in your column today in the Reader. Did you have that out before or after his speech?
That came out. I actually was writing it while he was giving the speech. I think his speech was inspiring me, and it ran. The Reader actually published it. A few hours after the speech, but it's been something I've been thinking about for quite a while, actually. So today was just the day I happened to put it down on paper.
Ben Jurovsky from the Chicago Reader with us here on 720 WGN. Yes, what do you guess?
Well, Anna? I was going to say, for those who didn't read the column, I love that you call people out for going, where were you a couple months ago?
Yeah, but don't you know, Ben, that people just don't want to get off their ass and vote, and then they want to complain about it? I mean, that is an American pastime. You can't really fault people.
No, you can. He did.
He did, and he can, and and you're right, Ben. But that doesn't absolve the mayor for his... let's see, what would be the word? His lack of character. There's one way of putting it. That's really way too soft.
Ethics.
His incompetence, perhaps. Yeah, ethics is a great choice there. You're not saying that we deserve this, are you, Ben?
Well, no. I definitely am not saying Chicago deserves to have the kind of government that we have now. What I'm saying, and I urge absolutely everyone to go read it. You can find it at the Reader's website. The headline is, you had your chance to recall Mayor Rahm Chicago. And by recall, I mean, I was alluding to the fact that so many Chicagoans are outraged by the revelation on the video of young McDonald being shot by the police officer, that the city would repress this video and not do some sort of proper investigation into what's going on. And I was just merely pointing out that these kinds of things have been happening for a long time in Chicago, and Chicagoans have by and large sort of made their peace with the government that they have. And now for some reason it's really, I guess because it's so graphic and horrible on that video, it's really struck home, and people are saying that we're outraged. We want to recall Mayor Emanuel from office. We want to, there was legislation in Springfield being proposed to give us the recall right. And I'm saying, well, you had your opportunity and you blew it. And so you're sort of complicit in all this. So it's not that they deserve it, but when you don't take leadership of your democracy, if you don't participate, if you don't vote for the values that you say you claim you believe in, then ultimately you are responsible for what happens. And so I just don't want people to think as though, you know, the government did something without their approval. I mean, you actually approved this government by reelecting the mayor. So
What did you think? And again, it is Ben Jarofsky from the Chicago Reader. It is ChicagoReader.com, and then it's under Bleeder. You'll see the column. You had your chance to recall Mayor Rahm at Chicago. Tell me what you thought of his speech today.
Well, you know, you have to understand. I maybe not the right person to ask for. Sort of a loving response to Mayor Emanuel. I've been watching him now for a while. And I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to be as nice as I can. I'm sort of like struggling with him. On one hand, I want to really believe him, but this time it's real and he's really taking this to heart. And the other time, you know, I'm like screaming out, what a bunch of crocodile tears. If anyone believes this, you are crazy, Chicago. You know, because in the piece, as you know, I note how in the campaign, when after, you know, there was a runoff, we were forced to go into a runoff, and he went into a runoff against Jesus Garcia, and his pollsters figured out that he needed to soften his image, that people didn't like him and thought that he was too hostile. And there's a word that people use, but I can't use it on the radio.
No.
And so you remember they put out a campaign commercial where he was wearing a sweater, a V-neck sweater, and he said, "I own this," or he had some kind of remark. I can't remember the exact language, but I hear you, Chicago, and I'm going to really change, and I own this. And, you know, it's like that really played well with the segment of the Chicago population. It's like, okay, this is all we needed to do is hear him say this, and all is forgiven, and we will vote for you. And so now here we are. And in many ways, what he's done is, with this videotape, is what he made it so despicable of a government during the first 4 years, where he doesn't completely tell the truth. He's sort of deceitful. He controls the release of information so that you're guessing as to what's going on. He plays games with the Freedom of Information Act request by reporters, strings them along forever, only gives them bits and pieces. So you're always in the dark, and then all of a sudden there's a revelation, and he's scrambling to say, oh, this is the most transparent government in the world, and I'm really going to do better. So it's kind of hard to believe him, you know what I'm saying, after we've just seen this act. He just put the sweater on. Sweater off.
He just dressed up.
My biggest problem with your column, Ben, is that you had to take a shot at the Bulls' fourth quarter defense against the Suns in it. I thought that was completely uncalled for, but very accurate, actually. They were awful. They gave up 42 points. I would say this. I'm wondering if you would agree. As disappointing and as disgusting as Rahm has been on certain levels, for sure, I would almost say he's an upgrade from the last mayor who sold off the parking, sold off the tollways on 75-year deals, and, you know, we're going to be paying property taxes to the moon. I'd almost say that Rahm is an upgrade. Would you agree with that?
Oh, gosh, that's a really tough question. You're going to keep me on for another couple hours so I can review Rahm and Daley. Let me just say this to the point that I raised in the story. Let's assume that we all agree that Rahm is an upgrade over Mayor Daley and that Mayor Daley was an absolute disaster. Let's just assume that as the basis of our discussion. Keep in mind the point I made in the story. We elected Mayor Daley 6 times. We probably would have continued electing Mayor Daley.
Oh, yeah.
For 7 times, 8 times. And now it's sort of like there's this across-the-board agreement. Oh, my God, what a disaster. We forget how much in love Chicago was with Mayor Daley. We forget that in 2007, Mayor Daley, after 4 incredibly corrupt years where scandals, where the feds were knocking on his door just about and indicting many of his key advisors, was reelected with, I forget, 65-70% of the vote, an overwhelming triumph. Most of the leading politicians in the city were even afraid to run against him because they knew they were going to lose. So I think it's a little misleading now for Chicagoans to sit here and pile on Mayor Daley. And it's so funny. It's so bizarre that I would be saying this because I was probably one of the leading guys piling on Mayor Daley throughout the O's and the 90s. But I feel as though Mayor Daley has become the punching bag that Mayor Rahm uses to sort of pass blame for some of the things he's doing so that he's not held accountable. So I guess marginally, he's better than Mayor Daley in that he has not sold the parking meters. If that's our standard,
He might have, and we're just going to find that video later.
Well, as soon as I said that,
I realized he renegotiated the parking deal and it sort of put it in concrete, made it that much more difficult to unlodge. So in some ways, he's as bad as Mayor Daley.
Well, what's this, and maybe we can all take a stab at this, what's the psychology behind it? Us voting and voting and voting again for someone who we know is not serving the best interest of the citizens.
Here's my attempt. I think the only people who are voting are just voting because they're voting. I mean, they're not really thinking about it. They just go and vote. It's their civic duty. They vote.
Well, that's an interesting thing. You're giving this the election a little more credit handed than I would give them on that point. That's a great question. And, you know, when I list the responses that I got from various Chicagoans, that's part of the fun of the piece, where I remember, you know, I'm habitually going around asking people what their political thoughts are and why they're doing what they're doing, and I engaged many Chicagoans in discussion about who they were voting for, and I found the responses generally sort of indicated a mixture of fear and hopelessness and ignorance and a sense that you just kind of need this big, powerful, mean, nasty boss running things. And that's just how it's always been, how it always will be. And if somebody shows like a sensitivity or a niceness or an even-handedness or an open mind, that's a sign of weakness. You know what I'm saying? It's like in sports, nice guys finish last type mentality that Chicagoans have. And it's just so embedded in the Chicago psyche. And so, you know, we've seen that through how many, 6 terms for Mayor Daley, and then we inherited Mayor Rahm, in each case sort of like a small, autocratic, tempestuous, bossy guy who's supposedly looking out for our interests.
I'll just tell you, sorry to interrupt there, Ben, but I just want to tell you one thing about Rahm. When he goes to the athletic club, he needs to learn that there's this thing called a towel. And when you go from your locker to the shower, you use the towel.
Yeah.
So other people don't see things that they don't really need to see. If you don't understand that fundamental thing, you can't be the mayor of the city, is my point.
I'm going to try to unsee that in my mind during the break.
Coming right at me, Hannah.
Yes, Ben, please stay with us, if you will.
Okay.
Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, a great column today about how it's people's fault for not voting. I'm just going to say it. You didn't say it, but I'm going to say it's people's fault for not voting, why Rahm is still empowered. And Hannah Stanley, Mark Carmen filling in for Patty Vasquez. More on WGN 720 after this.
720 WGN, talking to Ben Jarofsky from the Chicago Reader, who loves Rahm Emanuel. And made that very clear.
As much as Carmen does.
And also a basketball fan, because you wouldn't put the Bulls in your column if you didn't love the hoop. So I appreciate that out of you, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Chewy had gotten elected, what would he be doing different right now, Ben?
Well, on this particular issue that has electrified the city at the moment, my guess, my hope would be that he would have been a lot more transparent, to use Rahm's term, and he probably would have. First of all, he would have had no reason to cover it up, since it wouldn't have been on his watch. It's a favorite trick of mayors. They're much more honest about what the sins that happened before their watch. So I think that we would have seen more disclosure, and we probably wouldn't have had gone through this big dramatic buildup before we got to the unveiling of the documentary. And I also think that we might have been a little further down the road in terms of the investigations into what actually happened on that night. So that on this particular case, in terms of the finances, of the city, we probably would have been much the same. I mean, the joke of the last campaign, if I could drag you back there, I don't know, it's like nobody wants to go back there, but that both candidates were equally deceptive in how they discussed what they were going to do about the pressing financial problems we faced. Mayor Emanuel certainly didn't go out telling people he was going to jack up property taxes by over $600 million. He kept that a plan a secret and said that he was going to continue to save us the money by his pension plans and pension reforms, as he calls them, which, of course, were blocked by a court. So I think that Chuy Garcia, to answer your question, probably would end up raising taxes just like Ron did, because really what choice do we have? Our city's broke. We need money.
All right. To be devil's advocate, though, for a minute, I think long term, having this investigation go on into the Chicago Police Department, into these cover-ups, is hopefully going to be good. It's going to bring us to a spot that's better. So this, in the long run, might actually be better for the city.
I agree. I think
so
this is a long time coming. It's funny. I mean, we had to drag the mayor kicking and screaming to get to this point. And, you know, I don't know where this investigation is going to go, obviously. I don't know what details are embedded in the mayor's emails or his text messages in regards to the political ramifications of what they were up to, whether they were trying to conceal release of the video before the election to try to minimize its impact. So I don't know where the investigation will go in regards to implications for Mayor Emanuel, but I think your point's well taken that ultimately this is a long time coming for Chicago to address these issues.
Ben, can I ask you this? If we're so broke, I live up in the Lincoln Square neighborhood and I ride up Lawrence Avenue. Why do I need potted plants in the middle of my street? Why can't I just have a nice solid pavement? If we're so broke, why do I don't need the beautification. I'd rather see the money go to the teachers who are going out on strike or perhaps to the kids in the schools rather than some nice potted plants on my street.
That's a great point. I would have voted for you for mayor over Mayor Rahm on that point alone. I agree with you. I've been hearing people tell me that since the 90s when Mayor Daley was the one who put the pot up. I don't know if you were in Chicago back then.
Oh, but
he was the one who started putting the potted plants in. And so people have been talking, why do we need the potted plants? And it's like, well, I don't know. Somebody thought it looked nice, and so we're getting them. That's typical Chicago, right? Nobody asked anybody if they wanted the potted plants. You're just going to get the potted plants.
Yeah, I would have taken more lanes on Lawrence if they could have done that over a potted plant. I mean, I get it, like on a Michigan Avenue. You want to
beautify
where the tourists go. No one's touristing up at Damon and Lawrence.
I feel like the protesters really appreciate the Michigan Avenue lighting and all of the things that are great on Michigan Avenue right now.
Yeah, and potted plants. I'm sure they love
somebody's cousin owned a potted plant company. That's why it happened.
Do you guys want to
cover
this?
You're absolutely. That is why. Hey, Ben, who do you want to win the election when it comes back around, whenever that is, 3 years?
You're talking about the mayoral election?
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord knows who's running.
I'm saying you can nominate the ideal candidate right now, and you can elect him. Who are you electing, Ben?
Well, this is how much I live in the past. I still haven't gotten over the death of Harold Washington.
Me neither.
All right? I mean, you know, I'm like, you talk about a guy who's like, you know, like my beloved Bulls. You know, I'm still reliving the 90s and Jordan. I kept expecting Jordan and Pippen to show up on the court. So, you know, I still live for the days. I love the way Harold Washington ran the city. I love how he was funny. He was compassionate. He was fair. He tremendous sensitivity to the issues that are embroiling our city right now. I wish we had a mayor like that. Instead, we have these powerful, autocratic guys. So I would like to see us go back to that old model, if possible. I don't actually see anybody in Chicago right now who's anything like Harold Washington. I guess he was one of a kind. But that's sort of what I look forward to.
Real quick, do you guys want to take this text message? Why can't you people believe that Rahm is sincere? He cried for us today. Admittedly, it was a dry cry. There was no whimpering, no snot. But he did show real, true manufactured emotion.
He cried.
That's pretty clever, yeah.
Here's what that reminds me of is when my mom said, "You're not sorry you did it, you're sorry you got caught."
Yeah.
That's the mom perspective.
I kind of addressed this on another post last week where, if you recall, Bruce Rauner, the governor, who's everybody's sort of forgotten, with all this, his comment was that he cried when he saw the tape, and so I raised the issue. Does anybody actually believe that Bruce Robert cried?
No.
No
one literally believes that.
More importantly, I don't believe that Rom hadn't seen the video when he kept saying he hadn't seen it.
Yeah, no, this is one of my favorite, you know, mini obsessions. There's big obsessions and little obsessions. Did Rom see the video? And I think there's, you could go two ways with this. You could say, yes, of course, obviously he saw the video, but he doesn't want us to think he saw the video. He can't admit that he saw the video, because then everybody would say, well, if you saw the video, how could you not
scream from
the mountaintop that this was some outrage that shouldn't be righted? So that's why he can't admit to it. Or he didn't see the video because he wanted plausible deniability, not doing anything. So you could take, it's one or the other, but whatever it is, his official explanation for why he didn't see the video, pretty much everybody in Chicago agrees, is manufactured.
Oh, yeah. I think he had a person who said, do not see that video. Do not see the video. All right, Ben, thank you.
Roger Badish is here. The rabbi's come down, Ben, and before you go, the rabbi wants to talk to you.
Real quick, did you see what Channel 5 released tonight, that they had gotten emails from the city indicating that the press office, the mayor's press office, saw the video last December, asked someone in the corporations council if it should be released then, and the corporations council said, well, there's been no suit yet. No.
Well, that's not surprising.
Wow, that's what they call breaking news. I was watching a movie all night. I was got away from this. I come on this video, so it's breaking news. Quick, let me rewrite. I did not know that. That's significant. Okay, so now you're telling me that the press office saw it, but the mayor didn't.
Well, they're not saying the mayor didn't, but they didn't say he did.
Yeah, well, the mayor has said repeatedly that he hasn't. Now, this will be a new – he'll have another speech. He'll cry. He'll weep. And he'll say, you know what? I actually did see the video, but I forgot I saw it. Or so, I don't know. We'll come up with something.
Oh, good Lord.
Ben, that was great stuff on every single level. But the fact that you brought up Harold Washington and your love for him, who died in 1987, who I love equally, by the way. Harold Washington, I was 14 when he passed away. But I look back on Harold Washington like he was the greatest man. And I don't know if that's true or not, because I was 14, but that's how I felt about him.
Okay.
I love that you brought that up.
Yeah, well, it is sad, okay? And then how about the fact that I'm still living through the 96 Chicago Bulls? I mean, what's worse, you know what I'm saying?
Who is it?
Jordan forever.
That's normal, Ben.
Yeah, we're going to repeat the three-peat. All right, Ben Jarofsky from the Chicago Reader. You can read his column if you go to chicagoreader.com. Hannah Stanley, he's Mark Harmon, and this is Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. More after this.